Blog Talk Radio.
Every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to Push My Story. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with somebody, something, or some phenomenon. Amen. Last year we dealt with all type of things. You know, sometimes we wonder, you know, is it ever going to end? And sometimes we wonder if we're going to ever give up. And the enemy never gives up. So I want to give my best wishes to each and every one of you. I love you. And your radio host, Pastor Nina Livingston from Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. Amen. Before we get into our message, we want you to turn to the book of Colossians. Oh, God, it's just wonderful. Amen. The first New Year message. Wow. And we're going to be coming from several chapters in the book of Colossians. And my emphasis is coming out of the second chapter and the third verse. And we hope to cover Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 11th verse. Stick with me this morning. Hang in there with me. It's going to be all right. This is a new year with no mistakes. God gave us a brand new day. There's no mistakes in it. It was just freshly off the market, into the market. And God just wants to give that to you. So we're going to forget those things which are behind, and we're going to press towards the mark of the high calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. How about that? Isn't that wonderful? Amen. So we're just so excited about God and what God is doing. You know, he has so many things to just give us. If we just only take the time, you know, people are saying, you know, what's next? You know, what are we going to do next? And this is the new year, and people begin to start planning. You know how we do. We start making resolutions, and we start making lists, and we start doing the things, amen, that others do, you know. And it's just a tradition that man follows every year, you know, and then we start planning out the year, and we get excited, and we just get so happy. And then some of us, 99.9, some of us can't even carry out the plan. And some of us, amen, try, really, really try to keep their plans and try to go forth. But, you know, it's not always easy because we have so many other things that we have to deal with. There's so many other things, amen, that comes in our lives. There are so many interruptions and distractions. So, knowing all that, then we got to know how to maneuver, how to get around these things. And we have tried over and over and over and over, but it just seemed like we keep failing. We keep picking our face up off the floor. And it looked like to me, every time we take a step, we take 10 steps back. I know how you feel, you know. But see, the thing about it is we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. And this is the problem we have not, except Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, in our hearts. We have not been guided. We have been led by the spirits of God. And I want you to know, amen, if you would just take heed to the word of God, I want you to know how valuable you are to God and what length and you know, what measure God has gone out for you and me and everybody. You know, he really, really loved us. And the disciples, how they wore and how they were entangled with the warfare of this life. But you know what? They made it. They made it. They opened up the doors for us, the windows, the pathway for us. So now it's up to us. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Because you just mean so much to God. And God want to start us on the right track because we just, some of us is just off track. Some of us way off track. Some of us have not even answered our smartphone yet. Some of us haven't even accepted or haven't even believed. Amen. But now, many are saying, what is next? What do I do next? How do I start this new year off? I don't want to start it off the way I started last year, 2015. But God has an expected end for you. God has a plan for you that he laid out for you, and it's not a plan to hurt you, but everything that you need is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And he wants to guide you along the way in this pathway because there's pitfalls. There's all kind of things to distract you and things to hinder you and things to destroy you. There's so many things out here, and we are unaware. We don't have the tools. We don't have the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And this is why many of us fall. This is the reason why we can't complete things. Amen. This is why, amen, we find ourselves backing up instead of going forward. And some of us still standing still, have not moved yet. But let's go, since I brought that up, let's go to Jeremiah first. You know, because God has a plan for you. Now, Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, 11th verse, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you." In other words, God is saying, look, I laid out this plan for you. And before you were born, I had ordained you in your mother's womb. I laid out a plan for you, and I feel like once you get to know me and you begin to search the word and you begin to read the word of God, we can communicate so much better. And then you can find out the things that I have for you. This is what God is saying. I know. See, God, I know what's ahead of you. I know your future. I know what you to expect. We know the pitfalls. We know the things that's going to attack you. We know the things that's going to hinder you. We know your enemies, God said. And God said, you can't do it your way. You can't. You got eyes and cannot see. We are blind without Christ. We cannot see our way. The only thing that we can see is our natural, carnal way, the things that we learn in the world, the things that we see, the tangible things. But God wants you to learn the things that are spiritual. Because let me tell you, it was spirit before there was flesh, okay? So remember that. You know, somebody said, well, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, look, that's not a hard question. Jesus Christ was here before anything. So it had to be created, right? So a builder got to have a builder, okay? So a creator has to have a savior. It has to have a creator, okay? Did that make sense? Okay, so if you got creatures and you got things that's going on, somebody's responsible for what's going on. So whoever this genius is that laid out this plan for you, he knows your expected end. So he said, I know your plan. I know your thoughts. I know what you're trying to do. But if you seek me first, and I will guide you step by step. Because, see, God is a God of, you know, he's going to give you how much you can bear and how much you can take. Because sometimes if you give you too much, you know, it's like having sharp knives, you will cut yourself. But let's go on and see what else he says. So this is basically what God is saying to us. And he said, my thoughts are peace and not of evil. God does not have an evil plan for you. But I'm telling you, when we are not properly assessed and we're not properly guided, we find ourselves in great confliction. We find ourselves in turmoil. We find ourselves so many pitfalls, sickness, death. But God wants us to look, follow him, and you shall know him. And God has tools. He has gifts, and he has things to give you for your journey. And they are not evil. And see, we're going to run into the evil. I'm telling you. You're going to run into the evil. But at least if you have Jesus Christ, you have the weapons, and God will forewarn you, and he will give you the wisdom and the step how to deal with it. Don't run. No, there's no more running, okay? Some of us run from our trials. Some of us run from the training. Some of us trying to hide and don't want to go through. But you got to go through. And once you begin to take the tools, the word of God, and you begin to utilize them, and you find that you got power and authority, God will give you. He will give his angels. You have an army. You have angels that will fight your battle, has fought your battles, battles you have not seen. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, rulers, of darkness, of this world. We want you to know that God does not have an evil plan for you. And when we don't know the truth, when we don't know God, when we don't know the Spirit, when we don't know what God has for us, we can have a disaster end. So it says here, God has no evil plan to give. You know, so he has a good plan and expect the end. You can look for greatness, success. You can see yourself mounting up. You can feel good about yourself. You can have everything in the world, my friend, all the riches, all the money. But what good is inside of you? How do you feel? That's not good enough. If you're unhappy, that's not good enough. If you're lonely, that's not good enough. If you're sick, it is not good enough. If you're just miserable all the time and don't know why you're miserable, that's really bad. You know why? We have missed the whole thing, and that's missing God. Amen. Putting God in our plan and putting God first. Let's go to the book of Colossians. Because it's so many things that God wants us to know, and you say, well, what's next? I'm trying to get you on the right track. The first thing you need to do is have Christ on board. And when you have him on board, not in the middle, not at the end, not at the very bottom of your list, okay? And some of you say, well, I don't have him on my list at all. Well, now it's time to put him on the top of your list. Put God first. put him first, because God wants to give you comfort, because you have been miserable, you have been unhappy, and the things you that you receive and your successes, you're still unhappy. Now let me tell you what's wrong with you. Let me tell you what you should do next. And we're going to let you know you're going to find joy and peace and love, and you're going to find yourself different this year if you follow through. But you have to do it God's way, okay? Because once you do it, I want you to know that you will be completed in Christ, okay? You will be totally complete in him, and you don't need nothing extra. You don't need to add, and you don't need to take away anything. Because he is the head of all principalities and power, my friend. And I want you to know that God holds you in the palm of his hand. If you look around, the Bible says there's no way that we can miss God. There's no way you can look at the beautiful Carolina blue skies. You can look in the mountains. You can look through the ocean, the valleys, and you see the handiworks are gone. You've got to know that it's gone. There's no way. So I want you to be rooted and grounded and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught. You have heard the word. Some way, somehow, you have heard the word. And many times God is knocking at your heart. God sometimes telling us, make a change, nudging our heart and pressing upon us and say, look, do not go that way. Do not make that decision yet. Do not. God is trying to get your attention, but you will not answer the call. Some of you answer the call and still on the wrong track. Some of you answer the call and got a half right. Some of you got, look, it's not funny, but I'm going to tell you something. If you're not rooted and ground and built up in him, you're going to miss it, because it takes time. As it took time for you when you was a child, you know, and coming up, and you began to learn everything, and you begin to get knowledge, and you begin to educate yourself, and you begin to see what others is doing. That's fine. That's fine. But the only thing is, put Christ first. Put God first. All you have to do is set him as your Savior, your personal Savior. When I say set him as your personal Savior, I'm not talking about just say the words. I'm talking about let it penetrate in your heart that you've been born again of the water and of the Spirit. Or you cannot even see the kingdom of God. You can't even receive the things that God has for you. And God has expected it for you. He has some great things that's going on that he wants you to receive. And I want you to know that wisdom is the one that he really wants to give you. Wisdom, spiritual wisdom with understanding, okay? These are the things that God wants you to have. He wants me to have, and we got to make sure that we have these things. And if we don't, we need to get these things, and they're not going to just drop out of the heavens, amen, but we're going to have to take out the time, as I said, and spend some quality time with God to meditate on what you read. God will speak to your heart. You will have some joy. You will love talking to God, and you'll feel better. You'll look better. I tell you, you won't be stressed out. You won't look more than your age. Let me tell you something. God will comfort you and give you peace. It could be chaos. It could be whatever on the news and the news media. It could be whatever, but I promise you God will give you the peace that you need. He will give you that joy. And not that you're unconcerned about others. You're concerned about others because you are praying for others and you want them to have what you receive. Now, God wants us to, what, knit together with love. We keep separating ourselves and we want to be separate. We want to be recognized. We want to be built up in ourselves, and we want people to look up at us as though we done some great thing. You will get your recognition. You will get your merit. But look, focus. If you allow God to lay this plan out for you, He already has it laid out for you. All you have to do is open up, come to Him as you are, and ask God to lead you and guide you, because we make so many mistakes last year. And the enemy is constantly, let me tell you something, he constantly talking to your mind. And we just do anything our mind tells us to do. You have to take a conscious thought. You must think before you speak. The Bible tells us, be quick to think and slow to speak. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you say it. Be careful that you're not being used by the enemy. I want you to know, my friend, that God has so many things for us. And He wants us to have the knowledge and all riches and fullness of knowledge with spiritual understanding. Yes, we got natural understanding. I'm not talking about what the world has. I'm talking about being introduced what God has, because let me tell you something. Many started out this way and detoured. Many started out this way and went another direction. We let man persuade us different doctrines of men, traditions and customs and things that has nothing to do with the Word of God, and we find ourselves in these situations, in captivity, and we don't know how we got there. But I want you to know that it's not too late. What should we do next? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. And start off this pathway by asking God. Asking God, take out that little time before you go to work. Take out that time before you go to bed. Take out that time through your lunch hour. And study seeing everything so negative. And you know what? Once you come in contact with God, you begin to see things through God's eye. And you will understand why things are the way they are, because you have come into the knowledge of the truth and your eyes have become open. God, open your eyes to see clearly. God, open your eyes that you may know what to expect, who's responsible for what's going on today. Many people are charging God and blaming God and everything that is wrong. Once you know who your enemy is and locate the enemy, you will never question God ever again. So God give us the opportunity and a chance to redo, to reevaluate, and start over again. It's very simple. So we have to be aware of these men that will spoil you through vain deceit, philosophy, and after the tradition of men and doctrines of men, after the rudiments of the world, and is not after Christ. This is the problem, because we believe in humanism. We believe in what man say is the truth. We believe in what we see and only what's before us. And we have not set God at all. We put God out of everything and say we don't need Christ. Before it's over, you will need Him. Before it's over, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. So I'm saying this because I love you in the Spirit of God. Because let me tell you something. Once everything is over, because everything is coming to an end, God's going to put a stop to a lot of things. But while you have the blood running in your vein, and while you have the chance, the opportunity, while you're well in your right mind, you have the chance to make it right with God. You don't want to be caught up in theologians and a whole lot of vain philosophy and deceitfulness. Because let me tell you something, there's nothing at the end. There is nothing good at the end. God did not lay an evil plan for you or a plan that will hurt you. What happens is when we don't have Christ, this is what happens. We cause great conflict to come upon us. And to prove what I'm saying, you could go to the book of, go to Colossians and read from the Word, because we need the Word of God. And I got ahead of myself, but, I mean, you can always go back and read the Word of God. Colossians. Colossians is an excellent book. And you need to read it, because it talks about reconciliation in Christ Jesus. It warns us against the errors that we make and how we can, you know, amend, and how we can come back to Christ. Because God is merciful, and His mercy endures every day. He's faithful in His mercy. But one day, it's going to be over. I mean, many did not see this new year. Came to the very end of last year and did not cross over, my friend. That could have been you, it could have been me, it could have been anyone. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ gives you a chance to make it right. We all have a chance. Washington has a chance. Hollywood has a chance. God left no one out. America has a chance. Our foreign brothers and allies have a chance. But we got to recognize that He is gone. Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to recognize that He's gone? Aren't you tired of being miserable? Aren't you tired of being in sin and going around the roller coaster and going around the mountain over and over, going through the same steps, repeating the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over? And talking to other people is not going to help you, because if they don't have the spirit of Christ, if they don't have spiritual material to pass on to you, you're going to find yourself back on the same ride over and over and over. You're going to find yourself doing the same thing, but sometimes it gets worse, sometimes it gets deeper. And let me tell you something. God has put this plan before you was born. He laid out this plan, and every one of you are special. You are valuable to Christ. You are very valuable. And the Bible said, He will what? If we will call on Him, He will show us great and mighty things. Now, I know we said we're going to read, but let me read just a little bit, because I've been in the Word. I just want you to read it and know where the scriptures are coming from. And you can read it for yourself. Because sometimes when you're getting scriptures and everything, you find yourself getting scriptures and you're not explaining things. So you can always go back and read. But right here in Colossians, the second chapter, it tells us that in that third verse, it says, in whom are hid all treasure of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you enticing words. So you got to be very careful. Because there's wisdom out here, deceitfulness. Don't think the enemy doesn't have a game now. Don't think that the enemy don't have logic. It sounds good, but let me tell you something. Underneath all that, is it good? Is it plan? Is it God's plan for you? Is it the will of God? Have God said go that direction? Have God said try that? Sometimes we're trying to do something that somebody else is trying to do. Forget about that. You are number one. You come first. Look at what God has planned for you and what you are supposed to be doing. God bless the man, you know, that has his own and going about their business. God bless them, but God bless you. that you have your own, that you will receive Christ and God is leading you down the path of righteousness. So we just thank God for you. We love you and be blessed. Amen. Because he surely, surely loves you. And be encouraged and be loving to your brothers and sisters.